This is CRI News and I'm Lucy Du. 74 people remain missing after three fishing boats sank on Sunday afternoon amid Typhoon Wutip in the South China Sea. The boats, all from Guangdong, went down near Xisha Islands. Search and rescue has managed to retrieve 14 people so far. Altogether, five boats with a total of 171 people aboard were caught in the Typhoon Wutip. The Chinese Navy has dispatched seven ships and a helicopter to help with the search and rescue. The rescue operations are being hampered by strong winds and high waves. Wutip made landfall on Vietnam's central coast last night. The Chinese government is condemning the launch of a mortar shell which hit the Chinese embassy in Syria. The shell fell into the compound of the Chinese embassy in Damascus on Monday, leaving one person injured. It is believed that the mortar may have been launched from the southern suburbs of Damascus. Despite this, the Chinese side says it remains committed to finding a solution to the conflict. The Chinese government has already decided to send in experts to assist in the dismantling of Syria's chemical weapons. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang says development is China's first priority. Speaking at a reception to mark this National Day, he also says the government should make sure development brings benefits to everyone. Chinese President Xi Jinping, Premier Li Keqiang and other state leaders gathered on Monday evening at the Great Hall of the People to celebrate the National Day. More than 1,100 people attended the reception. The democratically controlled U.S. Senate has rejected a proposal by the House of Representatives to delay President Barack Obama's health care reforms in return for temporarily funding the federal government. The U.S. government is just hours from being shut down. The Senate has so far rejected all House efforts to modify Obamacare. Failure to reach any agreement will force many federal services to shut down for the first time in 17 years. The impasse will put up to 1 million federal workers on unpaid leave. The death toll from a series of bombings in the Shiite neighborhoods of Baghdad on Monday has reached 51. Dozens of others have been wounded in the assaults. No group has claimed responsibility, although the strikes bear the hallmarks of Al-Qaeda's local branch in Iraq. The attacks on Monday follow a series of bombings the day before, which left 46 dead. More than 4,500 civilians have been killed since April amid the sectarian violence in the country. Over 30 people have been injured following a collision involving a pair of commuter trains in Chicago. The injured have been taken to local hospitals. The crash took place during the morning rush hour. Local officials say none of the injured appears to be in life-threatening position. Indonesia's president is calling for closer cooperation with Australia on immigration issues. The call has come amid Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott's visit to the country. This comes just days after a boat packed with Australia-bound asylum seekers sank in Indonesian waters, leaving 36 dead. Indonesian President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono says the two countries need to work together to combat the problem. Newly elected Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott won the September election on a promise to end asylum seeker boats ending up on Australian shores. The Indonesian government has expressed concern over Abbott's plan. The plan would see the Australian Navy intercepting boats and forcing them back into Indonesian waters. Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan has announced a set of proposals designed to try to strengthen ties with his country's Kurdish population. Erdogan says his new proposals will lift certain restrictions on the use of Kurdish language. Authorities consider the reforms to be key in seeking peace with the Kurds. Kurdish groups have demanded Erdogan lift restrictions on the Kurdish language even further, saying Kurdish children have the right to education in their mother tongue. The PKK, the Kurdish rebels in the southwest of the country, suspended their expected pullout from Turkey earlier this year, claiming Erdogan's government has not fulfilled their promise to improve Kurdish rights. The second appeal of the murder of British student Meredith Kircher has opened in Italy. American Amanda Knox and her former boyfriend were originally acquitted 2 years ago. Lawyers from both sides are pressing for the re-examination of DNA on the knife suspected to be the murder weapon. Kircher was found with her throat slashed in a home she and Knox shared in 2007. For CRI News, this is Lucy Du in Beijing.